Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 4, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Oh, what a wonderful spring weather we've had this week. We have just 7 more nights of bowling after tonight and then our tournament in May. Let's all work hard to be here and finish out the season with a bang. And just remember, if you know you're going to be out, please leave Sharon a voicemail and let her know. Also, if you know you can sub next week, please be sure to leave her a voicemail and let her know that, preferably as soon as possible. The number for messages is the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700 after 8 o'clock a.m. If you are a sub, you'll get a call on Thursday to confirm that you have a spot. We can still use a few subs, so if you know anyone who wants to bowl, be sure to have them call Sharon as well. The lane assignments and subs for week 17 of our season for March 4, 2022, Lane 1, Rough Riders, Lane 2, Sharpshooters, Lane 3, Triple Threat, Lane 4, Midnight Bandits, Lane 5, Silver Bullets, Lane 6, Pitbulls, Lane 7, Gunslingers, and Lane 8, Hangmen. And substitutes for March 4, Matt Bowers in for Jeff Tucker on Lane 1, Jonathan Lazenby in for Marjorie Conyers on Lane 7, and Mary Sharp in for Reggie Blunt on Lane 8. The schedule for the rest of March, March 4, March 11, and March 25. Do not bowl in Raleigh on March 18. The Charles E. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem is March 19. You'll find a T-shirt order form at the end of your email copy of the notes. If anyone needs a shirt, please get your order into Ginger by the end of March with payment. I have some orders, but we still need a dozen items to get the best pricing. The annual Charles E. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem will be held on Saturday, March 19 at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road in Winston-Salem. Registration begins at 9 and bowling at 9:30. The entry fee is $35 and entries are due to Winston-Salem by March 12. Outlaws, pay on March 4 or on Friday, March 11. But let Ginger know March 4 for sure if you plan to go. This will give time to make up teams, send the list to Winston, and arrange for transportation. For those who may be interested, a memorial service for Susan Blackwelder will be held in her hometown of Rutherfordton, North Carolina, on Saturday, March the 12th at 1 o'clock p.m. For further information, please contact John Blackwelder. Hold the date, folks. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational is scheduled for May 14. We have to wait for the Buffalo Lanes Youth League to finish, so this is the earliest possible date for us to schedule. Watch for more details coming soon. Well, here's upcoming the ABBA National Tournament, and this is information from the tournament director, Sandy McDaniel. Sandy writes as follows. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Chicago this year for the 73rd annual ABBA tournament. The dates of the tournament are May 26 through May 29. We will be staying at the Marriott Chicago O'Hare Hotel, 8535 West Higgins Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60631. The phone number is 1-800-228-9290 or 773-693-4444. The room rate is $105 per night plus taxes. That's going to be 17.4% for taxes. People are finding it easier to call the hotel directly at 773-693-4444 to make reservations. please be sure to say American Blind Bowlers Association in order to receive the group rate. Reservations must be received on or before May 4, 2022 in order to receive the discounted rates. Complimentary transportation is provided by the hotel to and from O'Hare International Airport. The Brickyard Grill and Bar is located in the hotel for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can purchase discounted breakfast vouchers for $15 per day from the restaurant breakfast buffet when making your reservations. The hotel has accessibility to Chicago downtown through a train called the Chicago L. A 24-hour public transportation station is located just outside the parking lot. There are off-site restaurants within a mile of the hotel, grocery store and convenience store within walking distance, complimentary access to the health club with a room key, and indoor and outdoor swim-through pools and a whirlpool. We will be bowling at the Arlington Lanes at 3435 Kennicott, K-E-N-N-I-C-O-T-T Avenue, Arlington Heights, Illinois, 60004. Arlington Lanes will allow us to use our screw-down rails. This will be the last time we will be using the screw-down rails, as other bowling lanes do not allow us to use them. The lanes are providing food and drink specials for our group. While visiting the lanes, we ate at the lounge, and the food was great, and the prices were very reasonable. There will be a Chinese auction, as usual, at the tournament. If you have a few dollars to spare, a gift card to a national store or restaurant that you aren't planning to use, or an item that could be auctioned off, it would be appreciated. If you have any questions, contact Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Erkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, at 612-722-3041. If you can send something, the address is Janice Erkilla, 5253, 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Outlaws, we will make our deadline for entry Friday, March 25. The breakdown of fees, entry fees for each event are singles $17, doubles $17, team $17, all events $7, registration $12, total $70. The entry fee for the Masters competition is an additional $20. Please be aware that we cannot determine anything about transportation until we know who is planning to attend the tournament. You will likely need to plan to fly to Chicago. Southwest has a number of flights, but be sure to book one that is going to O'Hare International Airport, because they have two airports, O'Hare and Midway, and there's no shuttle transportation from Midway. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities Scholarship. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Previous recipients are not eligible. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work and community activities, honors, ability to express herself, himself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee via an online application by May 31, 2022. For questions and information on the web address to get the application online, contact Lori Millette, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, at 919-324-1128, or via email at lori.millette@ncdps.gov. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. We move now to recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagon Gang. We have a couple of interesting items today. The first one is a pepper jelly cheese dip. The ingredients are 2 8-ounce blocks of cream cheese softened, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 2 green onions sliced, 8 Ritz crackers crushed, 8 slices of bacon chopped up, and 1/2 cup of pepper jelly. To create this delightful item, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit in a pie plate. Combine the first 3 ingredients and smooth it out across the dish. Top with crushed Ritz crackers and chopped bacon. If you're making this ahead, just stop here until you're closer to serving. Next up is bake this for 15 minutes. Towards the end of the baking, put 1/2 cup of pepper jelly into a microwave-safe container and microwave it for 30 seconds, stirring until melted. As soon as the dip comes out of the oven, evenly spread the melted pepper jelly over to the top. Serve with Ritz or your favorite crackers. The next one, instead of hot, is cold. Mint chocolate chip ice cream cake. Your ingredients are 1 1.75-quart carton of mint chocolate chip ice cream, 1 14.3-ounce package of Oreo cookies divided, 1 8 by 8 to 10-ounce jar of hot fudge sauce, 1 8-ounce container of whipped topping. The preparation: remove the ice cream from the freezer and let it soften at room temperature for 30 to 45 minutes. While the ice cream softens, take 3/4 cup of Oreo cookies and crush them into small pieces. Layer the bottom of the 9 by 13-inch baking dish with the Oreo pieces. When the ice cream is softened, stir it until it's smooth and pour it over the Oreo cookies. Warm hot fudge and pour 3/4 jar over the ice cream. Place this in the freezer and chill until it's firm. Once the ice cream and fudge are firm, spread whipped topping evenly over the top. Drizzle the remaining fudge over the whipped topping. Crush the remaining cookies and sprinkle them over the top. Return the baking dish to the freezer until it is set enough to slice. And then there's only one thing left to do after that. Enjoy. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.